Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A setback for Texas in attempts to secure the southern border. The U.S. Supreme Court has extended an injunction blocking Texas from enforcing a state law and clears the way for the arrest and the deportation of illegal aliens. The law's on hold while a challenge by the Biden administration works its way through lower courts. Former President Trump has been unable to secure the close to $500 million bond needed to appeal a New York civil fraud judgment against him.
A bond company takes on the responsibility for any payout if a defendant loses on appeal and is unable to pay. According to Donald Trump's lawyers, obtaining a bond has proven to be a practical impossibility after approaching roughly 30 such companies.
The BBC's Ada Chaffik says if Mr. Trump isn't granted a stay and doesn't have the cash, New York's attorney general could ask a judge for permission to start seizing Trump assets. Mr. Trump's previous request to post a $100 million bond was rejected by the court. Showdown in the South China Sea, Secretary of State Blinken noting increasingly aggressive actions by China's military in that disputed waterway.
We stand with the Philippines and stand by our ironclad defense commitments, including under the Mutual Defense Treaty, Article 4. Extends to armed attacks on the Filipino armed forces, public vessels, aircraft, including those of its Coast Guard, anywhere in the South China Sea.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to send a team of Israeli officials to Washington to discuss with Biden administration officials a prospective Israeli move on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. That, according to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Right now, the Dow trading about 75 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 104 and the S&P is off 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This KMTQ News Flash powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Expect more traffic disruptions on Las Vegas Boulevard as the latest phase of a years-long road project is underway. It's phase C of the work. It involves lane restrictions between Harmon and Reno Avenues and on parts of Tropicana near Las Vegas Boulevard. Now, the good news, if there is any, is that most of that work will happen between midnight and 9 in the morning, Sunday through Friday. Now, phase C expected to last through August. The work, part of a multi-phase project on Las Vegas Boulevard between Sahara and the 215 Beltway. And that includes waterline replacement, pedestrian crossings, and traffic signal upgrades. Mutual respect. That's how MGM Resorts officials describe their relationship with Bruno Mars, adding the superstar performer has no debt with MGM. That statement comes after news reports Friday claiming Mars had debts as high as $50 million for playing table games at Aria and Bellagio. Sources familiar with Mars' residency at Dolby Live called the story, quote, BS. Mars' show debuted back in December of 2016, his residency being extended multiple times. He also opened up a lounge recently over at Bellagio. And the Sphere could soon be experiencing a peaceful, easy feeling. Word is that legendary rock band The Eagles will play that venue for 10 weekends between September and December of this year. That is unconfirmed as of this time. It's been rumored for months that The Eagles will play The Sphere. Their final tour, called The Long Goodbye, runs through June 15th with no Las Vegas date. The legendary band last played Las Vegas at MGM Garden Arena back in May 2022. Beyonce, also rumored to be talking about playing the Sphere. U2 recently concluded its residency, which opened the venue. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmtq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like crews have finally fixed up the south end of the resort corridor. Had a problem on 15 southbound on Russell Road. That's out of the travel lanes now. It's been replaced by another one. Can't catch a break in this stretch of highway. 15 southbound near Sahara, and that's a minor accident. We're not seeing quite the backup to go along with that, but do be advised as you're coming out of the Spaghetti Bowl there on I-15 southbound approaching Sahara. New one in the southeast on the surface streets at the intersection of Harmon and Pecos. Good-looking day in the valley. Weather-wise, again, mostly sunny skies. We'll have lighter winds today compared with yesterday and certainly Sunday. Afternoon temperature is going to top out in the mid-70s, 52 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you... like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local on what has been a busy, busy couple of days politically in our town. We know that Friday was the filing deadline for office, and there were some surprises. Also, today the president is in Southern Nevada talking about housing. We'll talk about that. And to help us get through it all is Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Megan, how you been? It's a good time to be covering politics in this town because a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm exhausted, and it's only March.
And we got 7 months to go until the general election.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let me just ask you about the president's visit. Is there any doubt that we are a battleground state when you see the president on two consecutive days in the state of Nevada?
Well, and this is his third or fourth. I was going to look back through my notes. His third or fourth visit. I think just this year, we had Dr. Jill Biden, his wife, First Lady, come through just a couple weeks ago. And we've had Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, come through at least three or four times since the beginning of the year. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, every indication is that Nevada is as important as it was in 2022 and prior years. It does come down to, again, the battle of the Senate, as well as the battle for the White House.
Let me ask you, the polling that I've seen has had Trump with a sizable lead outside the margin of error in a number of polls, a number of public polls, and one private poll found Trump up by something like 15 when you throw the third-party candidates in there. What do you make of the polling? And do you buy any of that at this early juncture?
No, I don't. We got so burned by polling in 2022. I have not really published any polls at all, indicating Trump's lead or Biden's floundering. I've published a couple here and there sporadically, but I'm certainly not publishing all the polls that are coming out because, again, in 2022, we were supposed to see a red wave. And really what that was more of a trickle than a wave.
I'm curious, are there pollsters you do believe in? I mean, whether it be Gallup or Rasmussen or whoever.
I tend to lean towards Gallup a little bit more. They are kind of the tried and true, and they do do a cross-section of demographics that are normally reflective of the state. So I tend to lean towards Gallup and put a little bit more faith in their polling results.
I want to ask you, as I mentioned at the top of the segment, this is a time when candidates are filing for office, and they had until last Friday to file. There are always surprises. Anything that surprised you at the last minute on Friday?
Yeah, it did, actually. I wrote about it on Saturday. It's on the Nevada Globe. But Sharon Engel, a name that we have not heard, at least I have not heard in quite some time, has filed for Senate District 15. Now, just a little background on Senate District 15. It was held for a couple terms by Heidi Gansert, a Republican. But after the census, the 2020 census, the Democrats, through a special session of the legislature, redrew the legislative maps and basically severed Reno. And that was Heidi Gansert's words, and maybe one of the reasons why she's not running for re-election. But the SD15 went from a Republican plus six advantage to a Democrat plus one advantage.
Wow. Wow. This is this is going to be interesting. What about the future for Heidi Gansert? Did you have a feel for what is ahead for her?
I do not. I don't know what she plans on doing, but Sharon Engel has filed for, and there's a handful of Republicans that have filed for SD15, and that's a crucial seat in that if the Democrats do pick that up, which is all likely because of how they gerrymandered it, and they hold the supermajority in the assembly, then they will have a veto-proof supermajority in both chambers. And that's exactly why the Democrats gerrymandered Nevada as they did based on the census, so they could have unilateral control of Carson City.
Any other major surprises, 11th hour entries into races? Last Friday?
I haven't poured through all the details, but what is surprising is the amount of candidates for example, up here, the Washoe County School Board, there are just dozens of candidates, where before you would not really see this type of interest in school board races, but there are dozens, and even for the Library School Board, which our junior reporter, Arielle Van Cleve, will be covering the Washoe County Commission today. I think there are like 80 applicants for the library board. So you're seeing a lot of interest in the smaller races that really do have an enormous impact on children.
I'm curious if there's going to be an emphasis on school board after what we saw with Glenn Youngkin in the Commonwealth of Virginia, the governor there, and how he came to office with the help of people who support parental rights. Are we going to see parental rights as a major factor in some of these local races?
Yeah, we definitely should, because all of the proposals that Governor Lombardo put forward as far as educational choice proposals basically died in the legislature because the Democrats are anti-parental choice. I mean, they're pro-choice on many things, but when it comes to education, the teachers' unions have basically, guided their decision to rally against any options related to expanding school choice for, the most vulnerable children. These opportunity scholarships, for example, were going to be stripped and basically not funded to the extent they needed to be funded by the Democratic majority, and in some final maneuvering, those scholarships were saved. But they're always on the chopping block because the Democrats don't want any quote-unquote tax money going to charter schools or to parents to, you know, provide them a scholarship to send their kids to a better school than a failing Clark County school. You know, if the people really want to make a change in the education system, really getting into the school board and being a part of the process for picking superintendents, et cetera, is an important seat for any parent or interested Nevadan.
One of the things you wrote about over the course of last week, and that is former Governor Brian Sandoval getting into the "what is a woman" fray. Can you talk a little bit about your column? And that's why I love going there every day, because there's always something that I didn't know. Can you talk a little bit about how Brian Sandoval is getting involved with this at UNR?
Yeah, former Governor Brian Sandoval, allegedly a Republican, is now the president of University of Nevada, Reno. And around March 1st, there was a comment made by one of the university regents, Regent Boylan, and he was asking an athletic director of UNLV if there were any men masquerading as women on the campus in sports. And, you know, it probably wasn't the most politically correct way to ask that question. But, of course, it caused national outrage. You know, now he's been labeled a homophobe, an anti-LGBTQIA, you know, all of the tropes. And there was national outrage. There was a petition going around demanding his resignation that was started by a DNC-related group. Boylan responded that he wasn't going anywhere. He wasn't apologizing. He asked a question, and, you know, good for him. But about a week later, Sandoval thought it was important to pipe up about the comment with a sternly worded letter sent out to faculty, staff, and students, which I received a copy of from a source. And, you know, in it, he basically says that more work needs to be done to educate the public and to protect, you know, LGBTQIA++++ people, on and on. And that's why diversity, equity, and inclusion and access, which is a new one for me, DEIA, must be, you know, fully funded, and is so important in furthering the education of all. Okay, so I responded to the university, which wasn't very successful, but I'm going to try again. I want the DEIA budget at UNR. I want to know what the budget. I can find the budget for the school, but I can't find the budget breakdown for each of the, you know, divisions, whether that be the business school or the journalism school. But I want to know what the DEIA budget is for UNR. And then, you know, those that donate to UNR can decide whether or not they think that their money is being well spent.
But Sandoval, does he have a political future, and does he need to worry about that when you tread in waters like
so.
This?
I don't think so. He's making some nice coin at UNR, you know, as president of UNR. I'm sure he's pulling in some nice coin. If he does, it'll be a future with the Democratic Party.
Wow.
I don't really see how he's aligned himself with, you know, some pretty, what I would call, extreme left positions, specifically when it comes to Title IX, and how we're going to protect Title IX, which protects women against having men masquerade on their playing field. I don't know how he kind of sells that message to conservative or Republican voters. you know, this announcement that he made to the faculty and staff and the students in an email literally was on the heels of 16 or 17 female athletes, including Riley Gaines, suing the NCAA for allowing men to compete against women in sports. And, you know, good for them. And they basically said this is a violation of Title IX, which it is. I was around for Title IX. I understand the background of Title IX, expanding opportunities for women in sports and also providing women an equal playing field in that respective sport. Well, no one can explain to me how a biological man is entering the woman's playing field is somehow equalizing the playing field for women. It's not. You know, if I was a professional or, excuse me, collegiate swimmer like Riley Gaines, and I was competing against a man who was 6'4", I mean, just his size gives him an advantage in the swimming pool. You know, Leah Thomas, the man that's masquerading as a woman in the pool against Riley Gaines, he was like one hundredth place in the NCAA for men because he couldn't handle competing against men and he was a loser. He decided to basically throw on a wig and some lipstick and a one piece and jump in the pool with the girls. And he took first place, thereby robbing Riley Gaines and others of their deserved place, and receiving a medal.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays. Again, it's only been a couple of weeks involved in this. And now, of course, the letter from former Governor Brian Sandoval. And again, I don't know if he has a political future or not. And you're probably right. It might be as a Democrat rather than as a Republican. So we will continue to follow that.
Yeah, I don't see how he sells that message to a conservative base or a Republican base when you can't define what a woman is.
Wow. Megan, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. I know that we're going to be enduring a visit from the President of the United States today here in Southern Nevada. Then he's going on, I believe, to Arizona, where they've got a hotly contested primary race there. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, and we'll do it again soon.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Talk to you next week. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard are delicious and genuine southern. Full of vitamins and minerals, or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked. I never back down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For those of you that are supporting Donald J. Trump, we've got a treat for you. Coming up, Caroline Levitt. She is the national press secretary for the Trump campaign, and we'll get a chance to find out what's going on, and we'll see if the bloodbath thing has blown over or if it's still a part of the news cycle. We'll do that coming up. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right. Friday and Saturday night is my buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens. They are two of the top tribute artists in the world, and they're coming together with an award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. You got to see it to believe it. Advance tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd, 23rd, Friday and Saturday night at the Aliante. Coming up on the program, we'll be joined by Caroline Levitt. A little bit later on, Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. You've heard him on this station before. He has just made a major, major change. He is running now as an independent. Yeah, big, big news on that front at the filing deadline. And what it means is he goes right through to the general election on November 5th. So we'll be talking with Ron Q coming up about that change in his status. What does that mean for him between now and November 5th? Now it gives him a run-up to November 5th that some of these other candidates simply will not have. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The biggest sports report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
Vegas Golden Knights are back on the ice tonight. Winners of three of their last four games, VGK is clinging to the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, just 4 points ahead of St. Louis with 15 games to play. The NC2A tournament gets underway this weekend. With it comes hundreds of millions of dollars in wagering. In fact, the Super Bowl is no match for the big dance. Last month's NFL title game set a state record for betting handle at just over $185 million. That's one game. The NC2A tournament features 67 single elimination games. Last year's handle was nearly triple that of what was wagered on the Super Bowl. Big weekend of betting as there will be 48.